News. I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump completed a day of swing state campaigning in battleground Wisconsin.
How do you like my garbage truck?
The showman coming out in Donald Trump on a visit to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
It's in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
Climbing into a garbage truck with his name on the side to draw attention to a comment made by President Biden.
Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself if he knows what he's even doing. And she should be ashamed because she shouldn't let him do it.
Trump and other Republicans have tried to change the narrative after a comedian at a weekend Trump rally disparaged Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. I'm Ben Thomas.
At a rally in Madison, Wisconsin, Vice President Kamala Harris says that she is very different from Donald Trump when it comes to someone that disagrees with you.
And I pledge then to listen to experts, to those who will be impacted by the decisions I make, and to people who disagree with me. Because look, unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at my table.
Also at SRNNews.com, a CNN contributor admits to downplaying big tech censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story during the 2020 election cycle, and claims of collusion between tech companies and the federal government absolute nonsense.
On Wednesday night, a CNN panel discussion put a spotlight on comments made by Republican vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance, who suggested that President Biden's victory was illegitimate by pointing to how social media giants, quote, verifiably censored Americans from talking about things like the Hunter Biden laptop story. CNN contributor Kara Swisher reacted, quote, there is no proof that tech companies colluded to do this. This is nonsense and he knows it. Conservative CNN political analyst Scott Jennings pushed back, saying there was an institutional effort to support the New York Post bombshell reporting on the laptop.
This is SRN News. Who's knocking on the door?
If you live in a presidential battleground state, it's probably the Faith and Freedom Coalition. That evangelical organization reports its volunteers have knocked on 8 million doors in 7 key states seeking to get Christians to vote. Polls indicate that millions of believers still don't get to the polls on Election Day, and mobilizing even a small percentage of them could decide who becomes president. FFC is predicting good turnout on Tuesday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The groups promoting abortion amendments on the ballots in 10 states have outraised their opponents by more than 6-1 and are spending far more on ads. The majority of the money is being raised and spent around the question before voters in Florida. There's been an influx of campaign funding in South Dakota, too. That includes money from national abortion groups, such as Planned Parenthood, for the very first time. This is SRN News. The L.A. Dodgers beat the New York Yankees to win the World Series in 5 games.
The Dodgers are World Series champions for the second time in 5 seasons, coming from behind to beat the Yankees 7-6 in Game 5 to take the series 4-1. Freddie Freeman, who hit 4 homers and drove in 12 runs, was named the series MVP. Freeman's 2-run single in the 5th keyed a 5-run rally to tie the score after New York had jumped out to a 5-0 lead marked by Aaron Judge's first home run of the series. The Yanks reclaimed the lead with a run in the 6th, but Los Angeles took the lead for good with 2 runs in the 8th inning on sacrifice flies by Gavin Lux to tie the score, and Mookie Betts to provide what proved to be the winning run not only in the game, but in the series. Tom Arium, New York.
A Washington State man who pleaded guilty to killing eagles on a Native American reservation in Montana is facing sentencing. Travis John Branson was part of a trafficking ring that killed at least 118 eagles on and around the Flathead Indian Reservation. He could face up to 5 years in prison. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.